On today's show, we're breaking down the retirement crisis, the future of Social Security, and more. What do you need to know? We've got a few tips to help you restore financial order and return confidence to your retirement.
Welcome to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth.
Chris Longworth is the money professor. He is the wealth defender. He is principal at the Financial Education Group. He is in the studio with me today, as he is each and every weekend. My name is Chrissy Paradis. I call him Chris, and you can call him anytime at 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. He will arm you with the truth and facts because, Chris, my friend, you are all about integrity. And it is a depreciating asset in this day and age.
Is it not, Chrissy? Is it not? Good morning to you. Happy weekend to everyone. And,
yes.
Chrissy, you're as beautiful as ever, my dear. So, you know, let's talk about a few things that are on the horizon that are crisis related. I mean, we seem to be in that crisis mode all the time here. We're getting just hammered with the crisis of this, a crisis overseas, a crisis in Egypt, in Israel, and the crisis. I mean, it's a crisis worldwide, right?
Do you think it's the word, or do you think it's actually crises that are occurring?
I think both. I think both is occurring, and I think there are some notable things that we have to really pay attention to because they do affect everything about what's happening, and especially our economy, and world events do affect us on our economy. And that means you and me, because we live in this economy.
Yes.
And so we have to understand how that overall arching view, I say the 100,000 foot view, how does that touch us? You know, even though we can narrow down and get the 50,000 foot view and narrow it down, get the 25,000 foot view and narrow it down and get the 10,000 foot view and then land right on the 1 foot spot and get very laser focused. And that's really what people need to be looking at is there a crisis in your life? If so, how does it affect you and what's going on? And if it's a financial crisis, then that's what we're here to help with. And that's what we can bring some focus and attention to. And look at that the retirement crisis is something that we think is happening only because of the lack of knowledge. And Chrissy, you and I talk about it all the time. It comes back down to the lack of education. It is it's the perfect display of financial illiteracy. Mm-hmm. And it's in full display right now in many areas of the financial world. And people are doing some really crazy things. And that's kind of nutty. I mean, I'll give an example real quick. Had a good client of mine call me.
Sure.
And we set up a program for him a couple years ago. He's doing rather well. And just because the market moved like it did here recently and it took an upswing, you know, a good upswing, he called me right away in a panic. Chris, should we pull out of everything we just did and put it back into the market? And it's like, no.
Right.
I mean, the market is a moving thing. It goes up, it goes down, it goes all over. But mostly when it goes down, you will lose the value that you just gained. And that doesn't come back. You've lost time. And so it was a refocusing of his mind to the purpose of what we're building, the intentions that he's expecting from that money. Remember, your expectation from the investment really is going to be the key element as to whether you have a financial crisis in your retirement or not. If you're expecting something from an investment that is not designed to deliver what you're expecting, that's where your crisis is going to be. Right. That's where your red light's going to come on and the bell's going to be ringing. And unless you know what that means, you're going to think you won something. And it's
it's the fire bell.
It's not the winning bell. It's the fire bell. And sometimes, unless you know what that means, you're just blindly standing there waiting for the next thing to happen. Right.
Oh, it's so true. And just kind of to, I guess, piggyback off of what you said, a gentleman that I know we both follow, he is the host of Making Money on Fox Business.
Good old Charles Payne.
Charles Payne. He weighed in on the pursuit of happiness toll of financial worries and what
there
kind
is a measure.
Of impact that they have on folks. And we talk about this piece all the time, too. Yep. But there was a new Gallup poll that was released, and he pontificates off of that. Let's see what Mr. Payne had to say.
Our Gallup poll shows not having enough money now for retirement is right now our greatest financial worry. Now, you can fight back. You got to make sacrifices. You can make your life better. Even when the odds are stacked against you or seem to be stacked against you, I'll be honest, they are stacked against you right now. The fact of the matter is the circumstances we're in with these ultra high rates, with the unlimited government spending, and to ask people who are in a tough pickle to sacrifice may sound unfair or unreasonable. So listen, there are things, though, that can be done to turn all of this stuff around. But for me, it is really the only way you can survive this if you want to enhance your life. It's a tough period of time, but you know what? Tough times make tough people.
Now, Chris, I got to get your thoughts, but I love what he said. And I know you're going to have a lot of great insight just from that short piece.
You know, Charles Payne is one of my favorites. And like I said, he approaches it from that pragmatic, realistic, psychological approach that it is a tough time. There is no pussyfooting around. There is no beating around the bush. I mean, there is no, I'm not going to stand here and tell you just to hang on, folks, just hang on. Because no, that's not correct. That you need to be nimble. You need to be swift. You need to be flexible. You need to be able to move to the right place and then hunker down once you're in the right spot. But most people are not in the right spot. And that's where we find the jeopardy and the crisis and the danger and everything else that comes with it. So really what he's talking about is the fact that by the numbers, and we poll a lot of America, and by the numbers, it is not a good place right now. People are not flourishing. They are still suffering.
Right.
And within that suffrage is where we find people making erratic decisions, and especially when there's a moment of positivity maybe or something in the economy, and then they panic and try to knee-jerk, and it's, you have to be well planned. You have to stay the course. You have to develop a strategy like the Wealth Defender strategy and follow that strategy.
Strategy,
I'm telling you, the Wealth
Let's
Defender
check
strategy
in with it, quick.
It really is superior. We've got tens of millions of dollars being protected. Not one dime has been lost to all this craziness. And people are making money in compounding interest right now. You got to remember, one of the things Charles said was, we're in a very high interest rate environment. Indexed crediting method flourishes in this environment. We've got clients that are making double-digit compounding growth. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. So it can be done. You just have to know where to go to get it and how to construct it. Remember, it's an architecture by design thing. You have to be able to architect it, design it, build it, and then bring it to life, and then follow the plan. Once you have a rock-solid plan, you can literally remove yourself from all this craziness of this volatility and this worry and this crisis mentality. People that have our the Wealth Defender strategy removes the crisis mentality, Chrissy. I'm going to say that again to the listeners listening right now. The Wealth Defender strategy can remove the crisis mentality that you may be feeling. If you are feeling panicked, if you are feeling pinched, if you're feeling like you're putting money away and you're not getting anything out of it, if you feel like you're saving but you're just not seeing the results, then you need to be talking to us, folks, because what we can do is make sure that you have an income plan that will literally last all of your life, no matter how long that life is. That's what we do here. That's what we are very good at. That's our specialty. So for the next 10 people that call in, we will sit down with you and we will literally go through your portfolio. We're going to look at all of the aspects that we talk about. We'll do the full analysis, which is going to include the fee report. Let's see what you're paying in fees and how much money you're actually making. Let's do a risk assessment. How much of your money's at risk? How much is not? How much is safe? How much is guaranteed? If we can help you recognize some unnecessary losses in your portfolio and just fix those losses, just fix that piece, I promise you, you will see dramatic gains in that overall potential for income. Next, let's do the tax analysis. Let's see how much you could be putting in your pocket and how much is Uncle Sam going to take away from you. That's a big one, folks. Conversion's hot right now. So if we can get you out of that tax bucket, let's do that. But we'll show you how. And then at the end of our meeting, we'll come up with that customized income plan. We'll use proven strategies. We'll use that Wealth Defender strategy. We'll show you how it can strengthen your retirement income, literally take the worry out of your retirement living. In short, folks, we can take the guesswork out of all your financial planning for your future retirement income needs. We'll do it all for you. So for the next 10 people that call, comprehensive review for you, complimentary, no obligation, give us a call, folks. Chrissy, give them that number.
That number to call is 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And Chris, I know you're also a football fan like myself.
Big time.
But there is a clip from a movie, Remember the Titans, that just keeps kind of like playing in my head. It's just a short line.
Leave no doubt.
Leave no doubt. Figure it out.
That's right. That's Chrissy, what it's about is leaving no doubt. If you have doubt in your retirement income plan, there's a problem. That's a weak spot. The Wealth Defender strategy removes doubt. Wealth Defender strategy can replace that doubt with a rock solid guarantee of performance. Gauge that against what you have right now out there to all the listeners listening. If you would like to have that infallible, rock solid feel of absolute ground underneath your feet, give us a call, folks. That's what the Wealth Defender strategy can do for you, is it will give you the knowledge to be able to choose wisely and not guess about your finances in retirement, and put together a strategy that will develop guaranteed income and deliver it back to you without fail. That's what we can do. That's what the strategy does. So give us a call, folks. Let's see what we can do for you.
Again, 800-719-7917. And you could check Chris out online, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. Chris, we are going to take a short break. What do you have planned for us on the other side?
Speaking of financial worries, how secure is future of Social Security? It's a growing concern, with many Americans asking themselves, will I benefit from Social Security at all? We'll break it down right after this.
Back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio with the Wealth Defender himself. You might also know him as The Money Professor. He's also principal at the Financial Education Group, and he's got years and years of experience as a financial educator, but he doesn't look a day over maybe 29, 30. Very impressive. And you've
God
got.
God bless you, honey.
You've got 40 years of experience in business and acumen. It's quite an impressive resume for a gentleman who has aged in reverse.
Well,
and,
like I said, it's not the years, it's the mileage.
Well, I mean, and your all the publications you've been featured in kind of go hand in hand with
that.
That's recently, right. From Wall Street Journal to Business Insider, NASDAQ, Authority, Marquis Who's Who in America. Chris, my friend,
you're all
over the place.
They are. You can go to the website and see it all right there.
Check it out, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. And if you have a question or multiple questions for Chris,
please,
about
send them in.
Your financial
email them in.
Future, yeah, about retirement, he's
anything.
Got you covered. 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
Yeah, do it.
And Chris, so Social Security.
This is a big one, Chrissy.
I've been hearing a lot about it.
Oh, my God.
Not only from the work that you and I do together, the conversations that we have.
No, it's a conversation
folks,
that America's
my
having.
Friends,
yeah.
It's, yes, it's my little sister. What's happening?
I'm telling
so
you.
So fill us in.
So This is probably one of the most misunderstood topics, and again, it always has been. Social Security has been one of those pieces of the financial world that is probably most subject to hype and fiction, right? The reality is very different than what the rumors passing around are. The reality is there is a turndown event on schedule. It is going to happen in the year 2033 to 2034, somewhere in that year, is when Social Security is going to flip the switch. And in that flipping of a switch, they're going to reduce the payout of benefits for those who claim at that point and thereafter. If you claim before 2033, you are okay. You're going to get full benefits. That's the last of the baby boomers. And that's the baby boomer group is going to get all their benefits, all of it, every dime.
Well, they the do ones deserve after their them, benefits, right?
The ones after them, sure. Right? That's the ones that are going to get clipped by this turndown event. And what it's actually going to be is a reduction of benefits by an estimated, now it's estimated, somewhere between 25 and 35%. Now, I'm kind of in the middle. I think it's going to be about a 30% reduction, so about one-third from what people are getting today. So that means that there's an income gap built into most people's future that they must save for. So if you're a millennial right now, you have plenty of time to save for that gap and know that you're going to have to fill that gap a little bit more than those of the generation before you. So your parents are going to be able to enjoy full benefits, and those children of those parents are the ones that are going to have to save up a little bit extra to fill up that income gap if they want to have the same. So it's not that it cannot be done. It just has to be planned for. Right?
I love the way that you put that, because here I am, a millennial. Don't judge me. but I'm a millennial, and you said that in a way that brought me so much peace instead of panic, because there
totally fixable.
Are proactive ways
totally.
To get ahead of it.
You've got time. You've got a little bit of time, and that's all you need is a little bit of time and a little bit of focus, a little bit of dedication. You've got to want it. You've got to want it, Chrissy.
Right.
And if you want it, then it's easy to work into a plan. But if you're just kind of, I don't know, I'll worry about it later. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, and you're going to end up short. Right.
I wanted to read the entire trustees report, but it was pretty long. So that's why I'm lucky to have you.
Here's the part. So let's break it down. So what does that mean? Well, recent survey conducted by Newsweek over Social Security, concerns and so forth, 92% of Americans are concerned. That's a lot. 92% of Americans are concerned.
The
benefits
92.
Will be impacted, right? So that means 92% of working people, which is a lot. That's most people working are saying, gee, I don't know. They're confused. So again, if you are claiming before 2033, you're going to be okay. If you're claiming 2033 and beyond, you got to save up some more money. It's just that simple, folks. And so let's talk about, here again, I one of the other talking heads that I do listen to periodically is Dave Ramsey. We don't agree on a lot of things, but we do agree on one thing, that debt is the worst thing in your life and is the greatest killer of wealth in America.
Sure.
And he recently shared some of his remarks on Social Security, and it kind of went viral on social media. And he was advocating for folks taking benefits to claim as early as 62, but only if they plan to invest the whole check. Now, here again, this is backwards thinking. This is not correct. This is where he is absolutely wrong in this strategy, only because by claiming early, you limit how much money you can actually keep making.
Sure. Well,
$21,000 a year. If you make
anything over 21,
it's now a penalty on that Social Security, and you have to pay back $1 for every $2 you make. So if you're going to continue working at your full wage of $100,000 a year and think you're going to claim early, you're going to pay it all back as a penalty. So you're not going to be able to keep any of it.
Well, I'm going to have to put you up against Dave Ramsey's Jade Warshaw.
Please.
Who she co-signed for Dave's innovative Social Security insight and
some
analysis.
Of these talking heads are just, to be clear, they're not licensed, they're not trained, and they should not be talking about a topic that they are not properly educated on themselves. So beware. Just because they're a talking head doesn't mean they're right.
Well, let's see what she had to say Fox News.
If you're trying to jump from working to retirement, Social Security should not be your parachute. As it stands, it's only going to account for 40% of what people were used to making. And as you said earlier, in 2034, it might not even exist anymore. So I tell Americans, listen, set yourself up for success. Now, as to what Dave was talking about, if you reach 62 years old and you say, listen, I don't really need Social Security, I've got my own nest egg. Yeah, take that money early. You're going to get a lower distribution, but you should invest that amount.
So did she help him did it harm him?
You just blew a leg off. You just blew your leg off because this individual, if they're anyone who would claim that this or even think about it, is making close to between $80,000 and $150,000 a year, you're going to pay all of your Social Security back as a penalty. If you keep working at that rate and you claim Social Security at 62, you are going to pay it all back as a penalty, and that is not smart. So, again, you know, when it comes to strategy claiming, this is why the academic world, remember, I am a nationally certified financial education instructor. I teach this topic, and strategy is everything. The only time I would recommend anyone claim early is for medical reasons alone, that you're not going to live long enough, and that's a different story altogether. So that begs to have a very different conversation. But as a general rule of thumb, you want to target on-time date as your first date is your on-time date. So 67 for most folks, 66 in a few months for those that are in the boomer group, but those in the later group, it's 67. And I fear that Congress, we may move that out to 68 or 69 later down the road. But currently at 67 is full benefit age. That's when people should really target to start drawing, because there is no penalty to draw and continue to work at that point. If you wait till full benefit age, you can make as much money as you want and there is no penalty on your Social Security income. That's when you do this strategy. That's when you want to continue to work and take all that check and invest it into something. Yes, I'll get behind that idea, but wait until full benefit age so that there's no penalty upon you for doing so. Does that make sense?
Right.
If you feel like you are putting money away and you're not feeling the savings, you're just not feeling the love, and you're struggling to want to keep putting it away because you're not feeling that love, come and talk to us, folks. We'll show you how you can put money away and feel that love, see the return, and be inspired to want to save even more. Our only goal is to make sure that you have an income plan that will last all of your retirement life, folks, to the very last day. So for the next 10 people that call in right now, no cost, no obligation, we're going to do that financial review, the in-depth forensic review. We'll take a look at the fee report. We're going to break that down for you. We'll take a look at your risk assessment. Let's break that down, find out where your risk assessment really is. If we can help you recognize unnecessary losses and fix those, we'll simply grow that portfolio by a good measure just by fixing those losses. Second, let's do that income tax analysis. Let's find out how much you're going to keep and how much Uncle Sam is going to pry out of your hands. And then let's develop that customized income report. That's the income plan we talk about, utilizing proven strategies like the Wealth Defender strategy. Basically, we can strengthen your retirement income. We'll take the worry out of your retirement living, folks. In short, we'll take all the guesswork out of your financial income plan. So for the next 10 that call, that's a comprehensive review for you. No cost, no obligation. Chrissy, what is that phone number?
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. The lines are open. Call right now, 800-719-7917. Also online, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. Chris, we're going to take a short break. What's coming up when we come back?
Chrissy, a simple Google search on retirement planning will provide you with hundreds of thousands of questions. Of course, sifting through the clickbait and fiction as you're sorting outdated or recycled information can feel like a massive undertaking. We'll help you get through it when we get right back.
Welcome back to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio with The Money Professor himself. He is the Wealth Defender.
You betcha.
Principal at the Financial Education Group, a nationally certified financial education instructor.
Present.
Hence, The Money Professor. That's why they call him
that. That's right. That's right.
And he is in the studio with me, or rather, I am in the studio with him every single weekend. You are the face of my weekend. You are the voice of my weekend.
It's the highlight of my week is to sit here with you and do this and be able to share information with everybody who's listening. So to you listening out there, I hope you're having as much fun as Chrissy and I do. And if you're not, please tell me how we can make it more fun for you, because we certainly want to make sure that the information that we're presenting is not just realistic and achievable, but we want it to be entertaining so that you can remember it easily and then think about it regularly and then employ it with vigor and confidence. So yeah, that's what we're all about here.
And I'd love to just share your personal number so folks can call you whenever they want. That number is 800-719-7917. My favorite truth teller, Chris Longworth, can help you with any and all questions you might have, period. 800-719-7917. And Chris, when it comes to retirement planning, there are a lot of important questions to ask, and there are important answers
there are
as well. So
and
whether
there
folks...
there are places to go and places not to go to get those.
Well, it's so true. You know,
right?
You know, I was a writer for a while,
yes.
And I cannot go and just simply do a search and feel satisfied. I have to read a bill. I have to read legislation
yes,
or a court document.
That's
because
right.
I want to know the information I'm getting. But
the details.
But it's hard nowadays.
Yes,
and so you decided, and I love this idea, to break it down. So whether folks are planning to retire in a few years, a few days, a few decades.
Timeline matters not.
Some questions. So folks can get where they want to be and need to be.
Chrissy, a well-built financial plan is timeless. Remember that to all the listeners listening. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? A well-built financial plan is timeless. Doesn't matter what time it is. Doesn't matter how long. It will last all of your life. A well-built plan will. So this is where building one and constructing it properly. And again, architecture and design is everything in a financial plan. It has to be. Otherwise, what do you got? So let's talk
question.
About a few things here that, again, people are looking for information. They're going to the wonderful world of the what I call the interweb and
the liar net,
the liar net, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a bastion of information, some of it good, some of it bad. And unless you have some level of knowledge, you're not going to be able to decipher or discern the good from the bad. So that's why, again, having a foundation of knowledge is your financial success key in all planning of financial matters. So literally, it says so right on our website, education is the single most important key to your financial planning success. And that is an absolute truth, folks.
Or if you have someone on your team like Chris Longworth, who's going to help you separate the
be that financial coach for you.
Fact, right?
We'll be that financial coach for you that can call those plays and call your
attention. An audible if necessary.
That's right. We've got to be flexible and nimble, right?
So the first question, important retirement planning question, would be, when do you want to retire, right?
You know, that's the big question that people have, and that's the number one question that I ask folks a lot of, when do you want to retire? And that's Chrissy, the numbers we talked about earlier become ever-present because the majority of people, over 80% of the people I ask that very question to, do not know. They don't know. They don't have a predetermined point in their mind where they're going to call it quits.
If you asked me that right now, you know, I would say the same. I don't know.
And there again, it's because of the lack of confidence in everything that's happening around you and everything that's happening to us economy-wise. It's the lack of confidence in our savings vehicles. It's the lack of confidence in our ability to keep saving. It's the lack of confidence because we don't feel good about putting our money into things and watching it disappear through the volatility. It doesn't feel right. Now, it feels certainly right. Right now, the market just screamed forward and that feels good, but it's going to fall back and give up most of what it gained, and then that's not going to feel so good again. And then it's that cycle. That's what I call the slow rimming of the toilet bowl. It's screaming up and pulling back.
Yeah.
It's here's the perfect example, and this will make sense. So to the listeners right now listening, you go into the casino, you put a dollar in, you win 90 cents back. You won, and the lights are going off, and they give you 90 cents back, and you put that right back in the machine, and you win another dollar. And so now you got your dollar back, and you put it right back in the machine, and you win 75 cents, and you're winning. The lights are going off, and you get 75 cents back, and you win another 50 cents, and you put that 50.
And you're on fire.
10 spins later, you put the last nickel back into the machine, and you lost your dollar, but you had a good time doing it, didn't you?
but you lost the, some
I'm telling
money.
You, at the end of the cycle, that's where you are.
That's a great
investing,
analogy.
Investing is no different. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And every time it goes down, it has to go up a little higher to get back where you started. Remember, you lose 10, you've got to have 13% gain to get back to where you started. You're not making anything, you just got your money back. And it's that cycle that people don't understand. That's why they come to me and they say, Chris, the market's moving forward, we're winning. And we look into their account and they're actually losing.
Wow.
That's an aha moment, isn't it? That's a V8, you know, that's
tough
a four.
Tough pill to swallow, that's, but it's the
that's
truth.
That's a slap in the forehead going, what the heck?
Well,
but
it's
here
so
again,
true.
Just it is, because the market's moving forward does not mean everybody's winning. That's a fact. And that's the fallacy of the hype and fiction part. That's where people look at this thing, they see this movement, and all of a sudden they figure they're part of it. So having a clear timeline of when you want to retire, having a date in mind, it is absolutely paramount to a well-built plan. That way we can move towards that point with certainty, with confidence, knowing that we're building up to execute on a certain day, right?
Absolutely. And the next one leads me into a line that you say that I love. Yeah. Debt is the greatest
killer of
all
wealth.
And I came armed with this one. I pulled a clip from Love After Lockup. Yes, I did, Chris.
Here we go.
All right, this is Chance.
Dude's name is Bobbo. I counted a lot of money with him in the joint. This dude ain't nothing with. He's the real deal.
My life is in such turmoil right now. Bobbo is capable of anything quickly.
How much do you owe him?
$1,000.
Are you serious?
So the gentleman Chance has a little bit of debt to a guy named Bobbo. It's not the most relatable scenario, but not being able to pay $1,000 is relatable according to recent data.
The recent data right now is that 70%+ of America cannot survive a $500 emergency. They would have to finance $500. They don't have it in their bank. They don't have it at the fingertips. They don't have it in their mattress. They don't have it at home. They have to finance it on a credit card or some other means. 500
oh my
bucks.
Goodness, right.
70%+ of America.
Chance isn't alone.
It's criminal. It shouldn't
is.
Be that way. But it is only because of lack of knowledge, a lack of coaching, a lack of understanding, a lack of confidence. People don't feel good about putting money away if they're not feeling the win. Remember, it feels good to win, right?
Yes,
it doesn't feel good to lose. Nobody wants to lose. Anyone who says that, oh, I can afford a loss.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's just not going to be acceptable. And losses are not acceptable when it comes to financial planning, especially for retirement income purposes. So
a participation trophy won't suffice.
You got to have a well-built, rock-solid plan. So how much do you need to save for retirement? Well, most folks are going to need somewhere beyond $500,000. And they in a total voluntary fund, if you're going to need more than $500,000 for most people to supplement and bring relevance to all the other things you have. So if you only have Social Security, you're going to need a lot more than that. You're going to need closer to $1 million. If you have Social Security, a 401k, and voluntary savings, then that voluntary savings piece can be $500,000 to $1 million, and that will be a good gap filler for you. And if you have if you're lucky enough to have a pension, 401k, voluntary savings, and Social Security, now you've got, you know, all four of those areas are going to be able to provide coordination of benefits, which will give you a full income in retirement. But Chrissy, most folks don't have that. Most folks have just their own voluntary savings and maybe a 401k at the work, and that's it, and Social Security. So like we heard, Social Security is only a supplement. It is a supplement. It's not a foundation.
It's true.
It's not anything that you're going to lean on. Right? It's a supplement. You've got to create and construct that personal pension piece. It's the personal pension that's going to save everybody here going forward. So you've got to architect your own piece. That's your voluntary savings. Make it a personal pension. And now, folks, give us a call. We'll show you how to make it work. And all the people that call into us, they really like the idea of taking that pension piece, building it themselves. And we'll show you how. So for the next 10 people that call in right now, we'll show you how to build that personal pension. We'll include a in-depth review. We're going to take a look at your portfolio. We'll do a fee report. We're going to do the risk assessment. Let's find out how much is at risk and how much is not. If we can show you how to secure and remove all the losses that you are getting, that's where your personal pension is going to kick in and simply grow your income piece. Next, we'll show you a tax analysis. How much are you going to keep? How much are you going to give to Uncle Sam? And maybe we can show you how to keep some more money in your pocket. At the end of our meeting, we'll develop that customized income plan using proven strategies, the Wealth Defender strategy. It will strengthen your retirement income. It will take the worry out of your retirement living. In short, folks, it will take all the guesswork out of your financial planning for you. So for the next 10 that call, comprehensive review for you, no cost, no obligation. Chrissy, throw out that phone number.
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
Call now.
All truth and facts with Chris Longworth.
No hype and fiction.
No hype and fiction. Solutions, good. Common sense, no sales pitch, and it's complimentary. Also, retirement planning is far too important to leave anything up to chance. So leave no doubt and know with certainty so you can retire with the peace of mind that you...
Confidence.
And confidence that you deserve in your financial future. 800-719-7917 and online thefinancialeducationgroup.com.
You betcha.
Chris, what?
End of the hour, boy, it flies right by, does it not, Chris?
Oh my goodness.
So coming right up, we've got questions from listeners. Stick around, folks. We're going to have some fun.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I'm in the studio having fun, as always, with my very good friend, The Money Professor, The Wealth Defender, a certified financial education instructor, a decade of experience helping folks learn about all things
proper
financial. And you have years and years and years and years and years of experience helping folks in the business world as well. And you look not a day over 21. I'm sure you
nice
get carded
now.
All the
Be
time.
Nice.
I'm sure you get carded all the time. And folks can get in touch with you anytime they want
anytime.
By calling and either asking questions, setting up a time to sit down one-on-one.
Jump on the calendar, make an appointment. We make it so easy. So just...
And
get
you
here
make it
somehow, some way.
About the folks that call. You want it
yes.
to be all
yes.
about their situation, their circumstances,
yes.
their finances.
We're
so
here for you.
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Now, Chris, I'm going to hit you with this really quick before we dive into questions. So there is a YouTuber, Riley Gock. He posted a video where he went and polled Americans of all ages, anybody who he came across on the street, I would probably say maybe like late 20s to 70s would be the ages.
Yep.
And it was a rapid-fire Q&A about how much folks felt they'd need for retirement and then how much income that they felt they'd need in retirement. And Chris.
Great question.
How much money do you think somebody needs to retire comfortably?
3 to 5 million.
Okay, your generation, 1.5 million.
How about you?
750.
How about like income?
300,000 probably.
At least 50,000.
How much money do you think somebody needs to retire comfortably?
At least 1 million.
I'd say like $2 million would be good.
3-4 million.
Probably like 1 million or more.
How about like income?
Like 500,000 a year.
I was more like 350.
After they're retired, at least 100,000.
Yeah, 80 to 100. Yeah.
Okay.
All over the place.
So, and some of these people maybe were unclear. This is where the CFEI of you is.
This is where the
important.
Financial illiteracy of America jumps up and screams and stares right at us. And this is where we just heard a full gambit of ranges that are mostly the higher end is totally unattainable for the average worker. The low end is very attainable, but probably not focused enough. And the income piece, which I thought was interesting, that some folks needed $500,000 a year to live. I mean, Dang, what are you guys doing?
Right?
That's living large, man.
That same individual had said that $1 million was how much they would need to save. So, Chris, my math was not mathing, perhaps.
See, this is where,
would that mean you're going to have 2 years in retirement?
That's about it. You'd have 2 years of retirement, go back to work.
Ooh,
right?
All right, so, I've learned something.
This is where it kind of gets, again, the reality versus the expectation, right? The unrealistic expectation needs to be curbed and educated into the realistic expectation of what we really can hope for and really can work towards and really produce. Remember, you have to architect it. You have to design it. You have to build it and construct it. You have to produce it. We can certainly help you with a design. We can help you bring it to life. We can help you put it all together. We can help you breathe life into it. But you, the listener, have to put the money in. You have to do the saving. You have to save money into the programs. And like I always tell folks, look, I build the most awesome, infallible income programs on the planet. Mm-hmm. But unless you follow the plan, it's worthless.
Well, it's interesting because that honest financial illiteracy, which it's not because folks,
there's no hype in fiction,
right? They don't want the truth.
No,
you help walk them through it.
Yes, because again, you have to be able to choose wisely. You cannot be guessing about this stuff anymore. And that's where people have really gone wrong, Chrissy, is they continue to guess. And remember, folks, when you're guessing, you flip a coin, half the time you lose, and that is not acceptable in financial income planning. It's just not. So don't do that. Let's be laser focused. Let's be laser exact. Let's build and construct a plan with purpose and determination, and then you get to really enjoy all the benefits of that for an entire lifetime. So let's hear some of the questions from some of the people that we've got calling in here.
Yes, Chrissy, ask
let's dive
questions
in.
If you have them. And
please.
We're going to start off right here in Seattle with Winston. My friend, who's 78, owns a house with his girlfriend. She's 68. As an executor, should I convince him to split his estate 50-50 with his only child from a previous relationship? Chris, please weigh in because this is one.
Well, Winston, I very much like this question. This is where planning becomes that personal piece, truly personal by design. You get to choose the beneficiaries that you leave your life behind. Whatever you leave behind, you get to choose who it goes to. You can split it up as many ways as you like. You can leave it in various proportions to as many people as you like. There really is no rule to that. It just simply has to be written down and communicated very clearly and very explicitly. So here's where having some rules and understanding of the rules can make all the difference. What you want to do, Winston, is convince him to make them designated beneficiaries, because that gives them all of the added benefits and rights of ownership and on the inheritance part of receiving those assets. It gives them a little extra choices. So designated beneficiaries versus just a simple non-designated beneficiary, there's a difference there. There's a difference in the rules. And so you want to make sure that he understands that the difference, and then again, apply it correctly based on his desire to have what go to where. So it really is a personal choice. You really can't influence him one way or the other. That's not right. I would certainly let him, offer to help him make up his mind and then offer suggestions. But definitely that's one that he needs to pay attention to.
The number to call with questions for the Money Professor, 800-719-7917. Chris, we're headed to Redmond next for Jane's question. I'm 54, my husband, 64. We have $4 million of net worth, but I'm not working. Wanting to make sure that we cover all of our bases here. Is that going to come back to bite us in retirement? Is that really enough?
Well, Jane, this is a great question. $4 million's enough. That's enough. It's more than enough. Especially if you construct a income distribution plan that's really well designed and well built. If you have that personal pension piece as part of your plan, you are one of the blessed group that gets to retire early, my dear. And you and your husband will have early retirement on your schedule, and God bless you for that. And we'd love to help you bring that one to life. It certainly is about construction. It's about building that income plan early enough that you can actually utilize it on time and then execute it for the rest of your life. So, you know, well done, Jane, to get to this point. $4 million at your age, and again, early in life is a notable. That means you guys have been saving, and that means you've been really diligent about saving. So well done. Now we need to get it into a personal pension so that now it can turn around and fund your quality of life for the rest of your life without fail. And we'll be more than happy to show you how that works, Jane. So looking forward to your meeting.
800-719-7917. Next up, Tom from Lake Washington. Chris, I'm putting you in the hot seat. Tom is, not me. Chris, really enjoying your show. Some background. I'm 63. I have no debt.
Well done.
Recently transitioned to working part-time.
All right.
I think I can spend less in retirement, but I don't want to make the wrong move. My advisors right now are my children.
Uh-oh.
One of my kids is encouraging me to spend more, and the other is saying save more. Will you please be the bad guy for me and break the tie? Thanks in advance. Chris.
Well, Tom, I love jumping into this type of a family middle part. I mean, what does your gut tell you, my friend? And that's generally going to be the piece that you're going to want to listen to. And if you are comfortable, then live your quality of life and be comfortable. Don't force yourself to have to give up things. If you can't afford things, then we have to take a look at what's going on with the income plan. Is it not enough? Is it not constructed properly? Are we not getting enough monthly cash flow? That's where we have to take a look, see what you got, and then we can make a real solid determination whether you need to listen to your children or not. So, you know, we're looking forward to your meeting. We'll get into the details with you, Tom. And again, it's really about making sure that you've got all the ducks in a row. You get that personal pension piece in play, and that opens up a lot of doors for you. So we'll show you how that works.
And we have one more question from Quinn in Bellingham. I'm a little hesitant about financial speak because I had a previous experience where I was pigeonholed into a product I very clearly said I was not interested in.
Mm.
But 15 years later, I've worked up the courage to reach out to you. What are the first steps you take when meeting with a new client, and do I need to bring everything with me?
Quinn, I like this question. And so obviously we're going to approach this from a very, very different point of view. Unfortunately, many people have had unsavory experiences with other financial advisors. And generally, that's why they end up with us. And the reason why they stay with us is because we are different. We're not going to pigeonhole you. We're not salespeople. I got nothing to sell you, Quinn. What I am is a educator. I can teach you what you need to know. And then I'm a facilitator. I can help you bring it to life. I can help you facilitate the paperwork and bring it to life and actually construct it, breathe life into it, put it in motion for you, and help you build a new plan that will then support your quality of life for the rest of your life. So it's a very different process. Again, we're not salespeople, Quinn, so you'll enjoy the fact that we have no pressure. We're not going to force you into anything. What we want to do is take a look and listen to your needs. We want to understand, what are you trying to achieve? What is your expectation? And then we'll simply make direction to fulfill your expectation. So remember this to all the listeners. My only wish for all of you listening right now is that you have an income plan that will last your entire life, no matter how long that is, folks. So for the next 10 people that call in, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. We're going to do that no-cost, in-depth forensic review. We'll take a look at several areas. We're going to look at the fee report. Let's see what you're paying in fees, what you're actually getting able to keep. Let's do the risk assessment. Let's find out how much of your money's at risk and how much is safe and sound. If we can show you and identify some unnecessary losses and fix those inside your portfolio, then you'll be protecting a larger portion of your retirement income, and you'll actually grow that income. Next, let's do the tax analysis. Let's find out how much money you're going to be able to keep and how much you're going to give up to Uncle Sam. At the end of our meeting, we'll come up with the customized income plan, that totally customized plan for you that will give you the pile-up effect. You'll have more money coming in monthly than you need. It will pile up in the bank. So for the next 10 people that call in, this comprehensive, no cost, no obligation review for you, just give us a call.
The number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And Chris, I don't want to embarrass you, but you are so passionate about the fact that you believe everyone should have income in retirement.
We do. It, Chrissy, it's a thing for me. It really is.
You can tell. I could tell the first time we met how much that really meant to you. And
it does.
You want folks to know with certainty what retirement holds for them.
I've seen the results when people have confidence and peace of mind in their financial income plan. It is evident upon them. They literally look better. They feel better. They look better. They act better. They're more positive. They have a better outlook on life. And really, there's good data metrics to show how that works, folks. So to all the listeners, once again, give us a call. Let's have some peace of mind and confidence come to you in your retirement income plan. That's what we're here for. That's what we're good at. We'd love to help you.
Chris Longworth is a certified financial education instructor and provides general information, not individually targeted, personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Chris Longworth is a licensed insurance agent in life and health products in 22 states. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through the Financial Education Group. By contacting the Financial Education Group, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products.